Welcome to It's Your Community with Vanessa Denha, a public affairs presentation of News Talk 760 WJR.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to It's Your Community. I'm Vanessa Denha-Garmo here with Epiphany Communications and Coaching. And we always talk about connecting, communicating, and collaborating here on It's Your Community. And a guest who's been on the show before is joining us again, Michelle Gilbert, Vice President of Public Relations for Comcast Cable Heartland Region. Michelle, how are you?
I am doing great. How are you, Vanessa?
I'm doing wonderful. And as always, you guys have so much going on, and we wanted you to come on the show to talk with us about helping more small businesses through Comcast Rise. So what can you share with us today?
Absolutely. So, and we've talked about this in the past, but just to refresh everyone's memory, in late 2020, Comcast launched this program called Comcast Rise. Really, it's a national effort to uplift and support local small businesses that were the hardest hit by the economic impacts of the pandemic. And so we started by focusing on initially on small business owners of color, as these entrepreneurs were really among the hardest hit.
Yes. So how'd that go in that 2020 since the launch of it?
It went remarkable. The program has gained a ton of traction. People are, you know, I think we helped nationally in the first year, well over 6,500 businesses, many of whom, I think over 500 in Michigan, and including giving away $1 million in grants in the city of Detroit. So, you know, we're really looking now in the second year, we hope to increase that number of businesses that we help to well over 13,000.
So I understand that Comcast is expanding the eligibility of the program to all women business owners. Tell us about that.
Absolutely. You know, in true Comcast fashion, when we launch a program, we look at how successful it is and if there is a need in the community to continue providing support. We look at, okay, well, how do we improve this? How do we make it available to more people? And we decided to focus on all women businesses because there are some pretty compelling statistics. First of all, women entrepreneurs were most affected by the stay-at-home orders issued during the pandemic because they were more likely to run non-essential businesses. So as a result, those women-led businesses were disproportionately hurt because of the shutdowns. In addition to that, women-owned businesses are being launched at nearly five times the national average, but they're growing at half the rate of those run by men, because women struggle to access capital and other resources. So we looked at it and we said, wow, what an opportunity to help all women business owners. And so starting in 2022, this program is available to all women business owners.
So how are women listening here today who are business owners, Michelle, what do they need to do? How do they take advantage of this opportunity?
Sure. The first step is go to ComcastRise.com. The application process is incredibly simple, easy, and quick. And it will also, you know, basically it gives you a chance to tell your story. You know, what kind of support are you looking for? And there are a few different types of support that the program provides through Comcast Business in particular. We provide tech makeovers for businesses. And that can include anything from computer equipment, internet, voice, and cybersecurity services. And if you think about it, Vanessa, you know, as a business owner, you are an expert in what your business is. So if you're a restaurant owner, you probably know how to put together a great menu. You're very focused on customer service. You have to have a piece of HR because you're the boss of a lot of employees. But that doesn't necessarily mean that you're a marketing expert or that you're a technology guru. So our tech makeover in particular really provides these businesses with the resources that they need, specifically around cybersecurity. And cybersecurity threats have gone up exponentially during the pandemic. And instead of just focusing on enterprise businesses, they're really trying to hit small and medium-sized businesses. So having a tech partner who is going to be able to protect you with the right technology is really key for all businesses.
So Michelle, you know, what other kind of support can a business apply for with Comcast today?
Yeah. So other kinds of support may fall into marketing support and assets like TV media campaigns or creative production of a commercial, as well as advertising consulting services from Effective. And Effective is really the advertising sales division of Comcast. And so it's really a multitude of different types of services that we provide.
And then, so is the program still open to people of color too, not just women?
I mean, yes. Okay. Yes. The program was expanded, but it did not replace what our primary focus is.
So, Michelle, I know that the Comcast Rise has already helped many businesses here locally in and around Detroit. What kinds of businesses have you assisted? So you kind of gave us an example of like restaurant owners, but give us an example of other restaurant businesses you've helped.
Oh, absolutely. Our recipients include a diverse roster of small businesses, everything from restaurants, barbershops, salons, professional service companies like tax consultants, child centers, retail shops, and even fitness centers.
That's great. And, you know, women are expanding, we know, into all kinds of businesses in all areas of businesses today, Michelle, which is wonderful. And so are people of color. They're in all kinds of industries.
Oh, absolutely. You know, and there, I don't have the statistic at my fingertips, but during the pandemic, the number of women-owned businesses, actually Black women-owned businesses, has really grown exponentially because of the pandemic, and they were forced to open their own businesses as a means to, you know, support their families. So this program is really valuable. We're helping so many people to talk to these business owners and hear their stories, and the support it's providing really makes me feel very proud.
Yeah, I love, Michelle, that you guys seek out to hear their stories. I think that's such a wonderful aspect of what you do at Comcast, because everybody has their own story to tell. And, you know, I'm all about storytelling and the work that I do with my clients and here on the show. So I love the fact that you seek that out with your clients and hearing their business stories and their goals or their dreams of what else they want to do with their businesses.
Yeah, well, you know, the more you get to know a person and their story, the bigger impact you can have by understanding what they need and how we can help.
So, Michelle, you know, I know you help businesses, like you mentioned, in the tech area, the tech makeover, and they can apply for that. Why is this so important opposed to just simply providing financial support?
Yeah, I'm glad you asked that question. And by the way, the financial support is incredibly important. But, you know, it kind of goes back to, well, you can, you know, teach a man to fish, right?
Yeah.
If we can provide the expertise, those consultative services, and help with other areas of the business that may not necessarily be getting the kind of attention that a business owner needs it to get, then we can help in other significant ways. And the tech makeover, just as an example, the services, the equipment, the technology behind it, that in and of itself in a year is worth several thousand dollars.
Wow, that's incredible. So now you're helping them with the tech makeover, but financially as well. And so how can Detroit area business owners learn more and apply? So tell us again, what do they need to do for people listening here?
Yes, I would direct anybody to go to www.comcastrise.com. It tells all about the program. It has a list of all of our winners, and it's got the application process.
So, Michelle, is there an end date to Comcast Rise because of the pandemic? As the pandemic comes to hopefully a close, I mean, we know that what reports out there right now is that, you know, we expect to just have to live with COVID, you know, kind of like the flu. And hopefully that it will no longer be a pandemic. What will happen to Comcast Rise?
Well, I would tell you, Vanessa, that as long as there's a need for support, Comcast will extend its support of this program. You know, small businesses are the backbone of our community, and it's to all of our benefit if our small businesses are thriving and succeeding. If we don't support them, and they fall behind, that's not good for any of us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is a really good program. I work with the Women's Business Institute, and they're to kind of launch during the pandemic, Michelle, which was not the greatest time. But they're just a group of women from Women's Business Institute USA. So anywhere in the country could join. They're slowly growing. But this is a good opportunity for them. I'm definitely going to share this with that association.
Please do.
Yeah, I will for sure. They're one of my clients. I work with them. I think it would be great for their membership. I want to continue the conversation with you, Michelle Gilbert, here on It's Your Community from Comcast about expanding broadband adoption. Last year, the federal government created the Emergency Broadband Benefit to help low-income households. Tell us more about that.
Yeah. So, the federal government created the program last year, you know, because we kept hearing about all these people who were not connected. And you and I have talked about this in the past, and I'm sure we'll delve into it a little further. But there are two pieces to not being connected. There's access and adoption. And there are a lot of families, for a variety of reasons, who have not adopted the internet in their home. And so a big barrier is cost. Even though there are low cost programs like Internet Essentials from Comcast. Other competitors have similar programs that are available. You know, there are still people where cost is a barrier. So the Emergency Broadband Benefit was designed to eliminate cost as a barrier, and it offered a $50 per month credit on anyone's bill who was eligible. So fast forward to 2022, the federal government made this program more permanent. It's now called the Affordable Connectivity Program. And primarily the programs are very, very similar. There are a couple of changes. First, under the new program, the credit is $30 a month for eligible households. And but again, it's a more permanent program. And then the only other minor change is, you know, when the Emergency Broadband Benefit was originally came out, it provided that benefit to those families who couldn't work because of shutdowns. Well, because the shutdowns are no longer, that has been taken away as an eligibility point.
Okay. So then, you know, Michelle, can you kind of, so the eligible criteria includes what then? Just kind of give us a breakdown. Sure. Again.
Absolutely. So today's eligibility criteria, really household income is at or below the federal poverty guidelines. If a household participates in any kind of federal assistance program, whether it's SNAP, Medicaid, even getting federal public housing assistance, if children in the household are approved to receive benefits under the free and reduced price school lunch program, or even a college student who received a federal Pell Grant during the current year award year.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
We're talking with Michelle Gilbert here on It's Your Community from Comcast, all the wonderful programs they offer and continue to offer as we think God hopefully move away from this pandemic. So what is Comcast and others in our community doing to alleviate other barriers? I mean, you know, you're so good at collaborating with people too, Michelle. Do you want to include any of that or?
Oh, sure. Yeah. You know, and we've talked about some of these barriers before, but, you know, cost has always been a barrier. The lack of having a computer or the right kind of equipment to access the internet. And then there are also, you know, complex challenges that people face, ranging from concern over online safety, privacy, and security. It may include frustration over their technology or lack of technical assistance. So, or even unfamiliarity with all the opportunities the internet can provide. So what we do is we collaborate with nonprofit organizations across Detroit, across Southeastern Michigan, and certainly across the state to alleviate these barriers. And I would tell you, Vanessa, that we've been focused on expanding digital equity by eliminating these barriers for more than a decade, really well before the pandemic started, as have many other nonprofit associations. So it's great to see that there's such a heightened awareness around this now, and that even more people in our community are jumping on board. I would tell you that last year, Comcast gave more than $1 million in grants to 150 nonprofits across the state. And many of these grants supported digital equity initiatives, you know, whether it was building computer labs or providing training, things like that. We certainly donated computers to households in need. And of course, we provide free digital skills training, both online and hopefully soon in person through many of our nonprofit partners. And then I would tell you that one of our most important relationships is with Connect 313. And this is a newer organization through the city of Detroit that you're probably very familiar with. They really bring together and encourage collaboration among people and entities who share their mission to get all Detroiters online with the resources and tools they need. So we've been a strong supporter of theirs virtually since the beginning. They do a lot of great work, and we're very focused with them on eliminating these barriers.
So, Michelle, how can people sign up and learn more about this program, the programs you offer?
And yes. So I would tell people to go to acpbenefit.org. That is where you can determine eligibility. It's where you can sign up. If you need to, you can submit your application online, but if you need to, you can print it out and mail it in. There is a very important second piece that people need to know.
Okay.
Once you get approved for the Affordable Connectivity Program, you do need to contact your preferred participating internet provider to select the plan and have the discount applied to your bill.
Oh, okay. Okay. Good to know.
Yes.
So Michelle, can we switch gears a little bit and talk about expanding broadband access a little bit?
Absolutely. Yes.
So tell us a little bit about that, about, you know, when we hear about the digital divide, there are two challenges, broadband access and broadband adoption. Can you help our listeners understand the difference?
Yes. So we've been talking about broadband adoption. We've been talking about those households for a variety of reasons who have just not subscribed to an internet service plan. Certainly our hope is that with the Affordable Connectivity Program and increasing education, that we will get more households to adopt. I mean, if you think about it, $30 a month, you're really getting free internet in the home. Access is an entirely different challenge that needs to be addressed. Mm-hmm. And I remember reading article after article in our local newspapers about these families that lived, you know, in more rural areas, more rural parts of the state, and they did not have high speed broadband at their house. So their kids couldn't effectively get online for school for Zoom or whatever, you know, format was being used. Trying to accomplish homework or working from home was very challenging. People were sitting in their cars outside of office buildings trying to get a free connection. So this needs to be resolved also. And what you're seeing is that there are billions of dollars that are being allocated at the national and state level to build to these unserved areas. And that those dollars are geared specifically to unserved and underserved areas, not to areas like Detroit where there's broadband across the entire city, but to areas in more rural parts of the state where they cannot get a high-speed broadband connection at all.
So, Michelle, is that the role that Comcast plays with that money allocated, is to help people in urban areas?
In urban or rural?
I'm rural. I'm sorry. Okay. Rural areas. I apologize.
So keep in mind that these dollars are coming from the federal government. There are dollars that are coming from the state of Michigan, and providers, not just Comcast, but other providers have the opportunity to respond to RFPs or requests for proposals from communities that are looking at how are they going to spend these federal and state dollars. And so we call these public-private partnerships. Yeah. And you're going to see more public-private partnerships, certainly this year, next year as well. And really, here's why. For a provider, whether it's Comcast or any other provider, to build to an area that doesn't currently have broadband, it's incredibly expensive. So there are payback models, and it makes it very challenging to invest the resources to build to a brand new area when we still have to take care of the existing areas that we cover. So once you have this public-private partnership and you have the local governments bringing money to the table, it makes it much more feasible for internet service providers to also invest in those areas and to build to those areas.
That's great. So Michelle, before I get into a conversation about Wi-Fi usage and the trends today, okay, how do people apply for the grants with Comcast for the nonprofits?
The Comcast, right? Oh, for grants. Oh. Yeah. So I will tell you, there's not necessarily a website to go to that makes it super easy. Okay. A lot of the grants that we give are with partners that we've been working with year after year across the state of Michigan. But certainly, Vanessa, if any of your listeners reached out to you and wanted more information, okay, you are welcome to give them my contact information.
Right. Perfect. Sounds great, Michelle. So let's get into the Wi-Fi use. There's, you know, no question that throughout this whole pandemic, everyone realized the importance of having strong, reliable internet at home, you know? So just on Comcast Network, the number of devices connected to Wi-Fi skyrocketed by 12 times since 2018, as Xfinity households connected nearly 1 billion devices in 2021. What kind of devices are we connecting that caused such an explosion?
Yeah, great question. So that's a lot of devices across a network. I would tell you that smartphones account for nearly one third of all the devices over the past year. Tablets, smartwatches, and trackers. Actually, there was a 93-time growth in connected fitness and wellness devices and equipment over the past year. That's pretty huge. And then of course, we're seeing a lot of gaming consoles. And then those IoT or Internet of Things devices, the speakers, the appliances, the cameras, the Ring doorbells, all of those devices are relying on your Wi-Fi in order to work.
What a great point. You don't even think about that. So even at the lockdowns, families spent more time at home trying to avoid large gatherings. What have you seen in terms of Wi-Fi dependency? You know, how are we using Wi-Fi today because of the lockdowns?
Absolutely. Well, I would say, you know, streaming and gaming for sure were used a lot of Wi-Fi. We saw 14-time growth in streaming devices. We saw 15-time growth in gaming devices. A lot of families invested in new equipment to keep them busy at home. And then I would say people, you know, even smart toys like robots and drones. And of course, exercising at home has been big. I think the pandemic was very good for Peloton.
You're right. I debated on getting one for a while too. So a couple more questions with you, and then we'll let you go. We have about 3-4 minutes with you here, Michelle Gilbert from Comcast. Your cybersecurity technology has blocked billions of cyber threats. What are the most common types of devices targeted, and what are the top types of threats?
Sure. You know, and cybersecurity threats increased dramatically during the pandemic. So some of these devices that are common targets will not surprise you. Certainly computers, phones, tablets. But some of them are not things that you would normally think. Gaming consoles, cameras, and network-attached storage devices. So it's really important that we are protecting all of the devices on our network. The top threats are suspicious site visits, targeted network attacks, suspicious device activity, and unauthorized access attempts.
So how can we protect our networks from the cyber attacks?
So, you know, it's no longer good enough to have software just on your laptop. Really, the best protection is to have software that's attached to your router, to your Wi-Fi router. So all of our Xfinity customers have XFi Advanced Security. It is a free feature that is software that is integrated into the router so that any device that is connected to your Wi-Fi is protected. I would also encourage everyone, when you get a notification of a software upgrade, whether it's your tablet, your laptop, your cell phone, do it right away, because a lot of times there are security patches that are integrated into these upgrades.
Oh, that's good to know. So Michelle, we have about a minute left with you here on It's Your Community. What else would you like to share with our listeners today?
You know, the only thing I would say is if anyone has questions specifically about Xfinity products and services, you can certainly go online and do your research. But I would strongly recommend you visit an Xfinity store. Not only can you touch and feel and play with all the equipment, you know, this is stuff that we're relying on every single day. And it's important to understand how your technology works. And our technology consultants can help you with that and figuring out what is the right plan for you and what's the right equipment for you.
Michelle Gilbert from Comcast, thank you so much for joining us here in It's Your Community today.
Thanks for having me.
Any questions or comments or topics you want me to get to, you can find me, Vanessa Denha-Garmo, at Epiphany Communications and Coaching. You can email me there or go to any of my social media platforms and private message me. There's an Epiphany Communications and Coaching platform on Facebook, Vanessa Denha-Garmo on Instagram, Twitter, and on LinkedIn. And as always, a reminder, listeners, to connect, communicate, and to collaborate with your community. Thanks for listening. We'll catch you next time.
It's Your Community, a public affairs presentation of News Talk 760 WJR.